Students taking the SAT this year can ditch their number two pencils, if they even have them. The college admissions test is now digital. It's also shorter and adaptive, meaning students who score low on the first half will get easier questions on the second half, although they won't be able to get a perfect score. These changes come as many colleges are moving away from requiring standardized tests for admission. So let's find out what's going on with Erica Meltzer, national editor for our editorial partner, Chalkbeat, the nonprofit education news outlet. Hi, Erica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, and you know, some schools have been questioning this organization having such control over a student's future through these tests, but we'll get to more of that. But what are some of the differences in the tests this year?
The digital SAT is not just the paper test transferred onto a computer. The main differences that students will see is in the reading sections, instead of long reading passages with numerous questions on each passage, they'll have a lot more reading passages that are much shorter, and in most cases, there'll just be one question on that passage.
I'm going to hold you up there, because in your writing, you know, you explained that this is because it's easier to get that one graph on a screen. We're talking digital now. And some might say, well, that's something you did for expediency because it's digital, but is that the best way to test reading ability and what you get from reading?
Yeah, so that's a debate that some critics of the SAT and of this change feel like some students would do better with a longer passage where they get to kind of work through it and answer multiple questions and kind of sort of slowly process that reading. The person I spoke with at the College Board, you know, also advocated that students prefer this, that it was less taxing, that it may be more beneficial for students for whom English is not their first language. And I imagine this is something that different test takers will experience differently.
And now it feels like new critics are questioning how this new SAT can accurately compare students if it's now adaptive, meaning that students will have different second halves of the test. So what are you hearing? You know, maybe people who are applauding it for different reasons, but now criticizing it for different reasons.
I mean, there's been a long history of criticizing the SAT, and I think the question is whether this is really the best measurement of what students can do and whether they'll be successful at college. And there is a correlation between students' socioeconomic background and their scores on the test. And so the critics will say, the test isn't really measuring your academic ability. The test is measuring your socioeconomic background.
Some of the practical changes, though, it can't be taken home, can't be taken on a cell phone. You have to download an app in order to take it. But that might be raising questions. There are people in areas that don't have a lot of broadband. You know, their families might not have experience. Is it assumed that across the board in schools now, all kids have laptops, have computers, have the ability to do this?
You do need a device. They will provide a device if you don't have one. If you indicate that at registration, they'll send out a device that you can take the test on. And they are saying that the test requires very little bandwidth. You need to be briefly connected when you start the test. You need to be connected at the end to upload your results. If there's some sort of disruption of signal, it'll save your results and upload it when they can. But they did design something that isn't dependent on a strong internet connection over the 2 hours of the test.
Well, you note that some counselors, you know, people who work with kids prepping them for SATs are encouraging some to take the ACT. It's still available in both paper and digital formats. Hasn't changed much. But we know that colleges were moving away from these kinds of tests for applications. Is it thought that this might bring them back? I mean, why is the College Board doing this now? And what is the landscape like? Are colleges expected to start using it again?
I think the College Board wanted to do two things. One, they felt that after several years of hybrid and remote learning and so much shrinking of this digital divide, students are a lot more comfortable in a digital format. It's almost weird for many students to go back to a paper and pencil test. And so they did want to be responsive to where they thought students were at. They also knew that the test is going to be optional for a lot of students. And so they wanted to kind of lower the barrier, make it more appealing because it's shorter. They hope it's going to be a less stressful experience with the adaptive model. And so they're thinking, if students don't have to take a test, how can we design a test that they'll want to take and feel like maybe is worth their while? And I think a lot of people do believe that if you score well, even in a test optional environment, it is worth putting your score in your application.
Right. And you spoke to people who said that maybe kids who hadn't thought about going to college maybe thought it wasn't for them. If they have that more adaptive second half and do well, they might, you know, change their thinking about what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's one possibility. I also spoke to people who have worked with students who, when they get a low score, feel like, oh, wow, college isn't must not be for me. And so counselors really do want students to keep in mind it's just one test on one day, and it's not the be-all, end-all of who you are as a person or as a potential college student.
That is true. Erica Meltzer, national editor for Chalkbeat, the nonprofit education news outlet. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.